Welcome to Townships Talk Back, a conversation on current events here in the Eastern Townships of Quebec. I'm your host, David Teasdale. This week, I'll be speaking with the Honorable Marie-Claude Bibeau about taxation, about increased funding for Townships Association and the Quebec Anglo Heritage Network, as well as the new dental plan. So stay tuned for that.
Shining. I know my baby brought you to me. She kissed me yesterday, hello, the silver lining. Got spring and summer running through me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. Hey, everybody on the street, I see you smiling. Must be because I found my baby. No, she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. No, she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is David Teasdale. I'm here today, very pleased to be here today with Madame Marie-Claude Bibeau, the Honorable Marie-Claude Bibeau of Compton-Stanstead and Minister of Revenue. Welcome to CJMQ and our offices. I understand you have some news for us.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be with you in the studio because we were here also with my colleague, Pascal Saint-Onge,
yes.
Our neighbor MP from Bromissisquoin, Minister of Heritage, Canadian Heritage as well. And actually, we announced an increase in the core funding of our two very important organizations for the English-speaking community, QUAN and the Townshippers. So an increase of 12.5% in their funding, which represents $43,000 for QUAN and $68,000 for the Townshippers.
Okay, so Townshippers Association and Quebec Anglo Heritage Network. Excellent news. Excellent.
It is. We're very, very proud and glad that we have this capacity to support you because I know these two organizations are critical for the vitality of the English-speaking community in the township. So it was good news.
Yeah, very good news. I understand that there was some news on the LJI as well.
Yes, so we also got the news before the budget, which was great because we all knew that the funding to support our local media was ending at the end of March.
Yes.
So I'm glad we were able to confirm that it will be extended. So because we know how important. Our community radio and local newspaper are important to our, once again, to the vitality of our communities. We like to hear about what's going on in our region and to stay connected. And it's also a big part of our democracy. We need to know what's going on if we want a healthy democracy.
That's it, because the Local Journalism Initiative has allowed us to have a reporter, which means that our Angle community is more connected to what's happening locally in our own region, simply because of the fact that we're in touch with what is happening. That makes a huge difference. If you don't know what's going on, it's hard to feel like you're part of it.
Oh, you're so right. And I can tell you that the Rural Caucus, all the MPs coming from rural regions were pushing hard on our Minister of Finance because we know how important it is.
Now, you are the Minister of Revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that time of year.
Yes, it is. This is one thing that is sure in life.
Yeah. Death and taxes. So you have some information about our taxation?
Yeah, well, actually, there's might not be, you know, big changes, but it's important to remind people that it is important to do their to file their taxes. So obviously, when you have, you know, a good wage and you contribute to the community, it is important to support our public services. But it is also important for the most vulnerable. And sometimes we forget. By the end of April, which is the deadline,
yes,
85% of Canadians will have filed their taxes. At the end of the year, 95%. So almost all of us. But this little 5% is extremely important, but because it is the most vulnerable. And if you don't file your taxes, you don't have your GST rebate. You don't have your supplement income guarantee if you are a senior, you know, with low revenue. You don't have access to the Canada Child Benefit and now to the dental care program as well.
Yes.
Because all of these benefits are directly connected to the family revenue.
So this 5%, what is being done to reach these people or to help them?
Well, we have volunteer tax clinic, mm-hmm, in every region. So, mm-hmm, this is a very good way. So those who don't feel comfortable with these papers, there are volunteer tax clinics in everywhere across the country, and there are plenty in our region. So it is a good way to file your taxes and make sure that you do it on time before April, the end of April, so there is no delay in the benefits you receive. So this is why it is important for everyone to file.
Yes, it's complicated. Taxation forms are complicated, and so I can understand that. I'm surprised it's not more than 5%, given the complications, even for a simple return. There are resources, and we will list those. CGMQ will list those, so you'll know where to go to get help with your taxes.
Yes, and we are trying to make it simpler as well. We have a pilot project, so you can, it's not open to everyone as of now. We are inviting 1.5 million people this year to file by phone.
By phone?
Yes, so we are reaching out to people with very simple taxes to file, you know, one T4 and a few more things, but those who have very regular revenues, but we are starting with those who have already filed taxes in the past but are skipping years.
Yes.
So this is the group that we're focusing for this pilot project. But then we intend to have an online portal to file your taxes in a very simple way.
Mm-hmm.
For those who, you know, you have one source of revenue and a few things that are very easy to provide the information.
Yes, yes.
So we are trying to find easier way to file taxes.
Well, that's a novel approach by phone. That's excellent. It works very well for people who don't file, because those are the same people who would be challenged with internet and
yeah,
computer access. The computer access, the simplified forms on internet does help them if they have a family member or someone who can give them a hand. Mm-hmm. But the telephone, that's excellent. That's an excellent initiative.
And you might have heard about that as well for the dental care program, because since last December, we have been sending invites to seniors, and we've done that by ages, you know, okay. Starting with the 87 years old and older in December, and now we are at 70 years old and older. So those who have a family... Oh, un revenu familial net ajusté, which is...
Adjusted annual revenue, family revenue.
Which is, yes, thank you for for the translation. But in other words, it's the le revenu imposable. So the revenue after the...
taxes.
Not after the taxes, actually. After the... How do I say that? You know, you have some... for the people you have... You're responsible for, you know, you have some amounts of money that you can put aside and don't be taxed on. So I'm sorry, my English vocabulary about taxes is not as my agriculture vocabulary yet. But actually, it's the line 23600 on your file, on your taxes. So actually, if your revenue is under, your family revenue is under $90,000, mm-hmm. you should have received an invite by mail. Okay. Then you call for seniors 70 and above. As mm-hmm. of now, you can call a number and register. So obviously, if you already have a dental insurance with your former employer, for example, you're not eligible. But beside that, you are if your family revenue is below $90,000. And everyone who told me they have called, it was very easy. So the next group of people who will be invited will be from 65 and up. And it will be also... possible to connect or to register on internet. Mm-hmm. In June, we will add people living with a disability and youth below under 18. Mm-hmm. And next year, in 2025, it will be everyone. Everyone who has a family revenue under $90,000 will be eligible to this dental plan. And yeah, so this is something we're very, very proud of. And there might be some concerns in Quebec, because we know normally it's yes. Quebec who offers health services, but we have given the government of Quebec the opportunity to take charge of the program. Mm-hmm. But unless they commit to provide the same level of services,
yes,
we will not transfer the money. So,
I see.
So this is why we're moving forward as the federal plan for all Canadians, including Quebecers.
Of course, there are problems with the plan. One problem is the dentists. I, for instance, my family dentist that I've been going to for years and years and years, I called for an appointment. I got one a year from now.
Yes, I'm facing the same situation with not with my dentist, but with the l'hygiéniste dentaire, the yeah. technician. With so yes, this is a reality. Labor again is a challenge, and we are right now negotiating with the dentist unions as well to make sure that you know they get all the information. So it's possible that your dentist, as of now, doesn't have all the details yet.
I was wondering that.
No, they don't have, because it hasn't been signed with the unions yet. But I'm very confident that they will join as they did with the Quebec program for the kids. So don't be surprised if they don't have the details yet. And before taking your rendezvous, your appointment to your dentist, just make sure that you have received your card from Sun Life and check the date. Don't go to the dentist, you know, just a few days before the date of enrollment. Mm-hmm. So this is something important to check. Wait till you receive your card.
That's very good information. Yeah, very good information. Is there something that we haven't touched upon that you would like to share with our listeners?
I think this is the big most recent news about the dental care program, and I'm glad I've had the opportunity to explain it to the English community in our region. Maybe I can add that for families or you know, seniors though who have a revenue below 70%, it will be covered at 100%, you know, fully covered.
Yes.
Between $70,000 and $80,000 family revenue, it will be covered at 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And for family revenue between $80,000 and $90,000, it will be covered at 40%. So the expenses at the dentist. So below $70,000, it will be covered at 100%, and it includes, and I'm afraid my vocabulary I'll need your help. Pour les prothèses partielles, prothèses totales.
Yeah. Prosthesis. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't that
partial.
Hard.
Yeah. No, it's the same word. Just the accent's different. Yeah.
Yes, and obviously the basics, as the exams and le nettoyage, les plombages, et the radiographie. Sorry.
Yeah. X-rays, cleaning. Cavities.
Yes. So.
Yeah, always fun cavities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about root canal, things like that?
Root canal. Yes, it is also included. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I hate root canal, but it hurts a little bit less then.
It's less painful.
Yeah, a little less painful.
It's covered.
It only hurts in your mouth, not in your wallet.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been doing a great job. And how are you adjusting to being Minister of Revenue from agriculture? I know you were so into the agriculture.
Yes, I'm still very connected with the producers.
Yes, I see that.
I often said that international development at a time was my passion, my love, and that agriculture was my family, and I still have a strong commitment towards farmers because they are going through tough times.
They are.
It is true, and I'll keep being a strong voice for them and trying to you know, to improve the programs and the support as much as we can.
For our region, you've been very, very active in the region and very involved, and people appreciate it. They notice it and they appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I love my region and my people.
Well, thank you very much for being here, the Honorable Marie-Claude Bibeau, here with us at CGMQ again. Always a pleasure to have you here in our studios, and hope to speak to you again really soon.
It will be a pleasure.
While chasing the clouds.
You've been listening to Townships Talk Back, a conversation on current events here on CJMQ 88.9 FM with me, David. I'll be back next week with more local interviews.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there. But you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family.